Parsha Shlach be'ezer Hashem. You were just telling to keep it down.
It's good. It's still
just stand up.
Let's start with from the end of the parsha. End of the parsha in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis is, as we spoke about other weeks, that when somebody is wearing dalakamfis, he's wearing a four-cornered garment, so there has to be tzitzis on the dalakamfis. It's not the maisel visha, it's the fact that he has the dalak kamfis he's wearing has tzitzis. That's the mitzvah. The pasuk says, "Dabo b'nei som ataleim v'osul and tzitzal kamfis b'gdem deroisom and osal tzitzis." But the mitzvah is not the etzim as it sounds. The pasuk, the nesinus of tzitzis on the knap, putting the tzitzis on. It's when you are wearing a beged of dalak kamfis. Those dalak kamfis have to have tzitzis. That's what the mitzvah is. There's a meridik echidish here in Abir Alocha. In Inyanei Tzitzis, that he himself is ma'ir, that the Olam is not careful with this, and he's malamet zchus, why not? Chiddush nifla. And certainly the Olam is not, and we'll see in a moment how so. The Bir Halacha brings on, it's Simin Samach, and Simin Samach in Shulchan Aruch is all about kavanas ha-mitzvahs. We know there's a machlokes in the Gemara if mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Pashup Shat, kavana means you have to have kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah to be yaitzah, the chiyuv that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put on us. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechayiv, was obligated us to do mitzvahs, and I'm performing this mitzvah to fulfill that obligation. That's the inyan of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And if I have no kavana at all, l'moshel, I'm blowing shofar because it's a nice sound, so I don't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, so that if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you're not yaitzah the mitzvah at all. We paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So therefore, any mitzvah, you have to have kavana sa mitzvah. So if you put on, you blow shofar, you have to kavana sa mitzvah. If you shake a lulav, you have to kavana sa mitzvah. But if you pick up a lulav, and you pick it up, the increment is picking it up, and then afterwards you realize, wow, good, I did that, because it's a mitzvah today. But l'maisa, when you did it, you weren't thinking of that. You picked it up, because you know it was in the wrong place. You picked it up, and then you put it down. You're not yaitza. You're not even if you picked up al dalmi. Mitzvah tzrichas kavan. So the Bir Halacha says the following. In Simen Samach, the Bir Halacha brings in the middle of Divrei Masli Yesh Aimrim, he says, Lefize, im karula tayra, you get an aliyah, and you're in shul, let's say on Shabbos, and weekdays it's not all minyanim or makbid, you have to have a talis, and they call you to an aliyah, and you don't have a talis. You're not wearing your talis. So, lekeach talisoi, you grab your talis on the way, you hear your name called. So you grab your talis, oi talis akol, or a shul's talis, lalis labima, to get up there and get your aliyah. Sho'oz zmanei bol, his time is, he's panicking, he's in confusion, he's in anxious. Umistama einei mechavin oz belevishosoi lekayim amitzah shel tzitzis. And when he puts it on, he's not thinking, oh boy, now it's the mechavin the mitzvah tzitzis, as we do when we put on our talis in the morning for davening. Hopefully we're calm and collected, cool, calm and collected. We have time to think. I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah. But the eved, even if we didn't, the mere fact we drove to shul, so we came for mitzvahs. We know, what did we come to shul for? We could have stayed at home. We came to shul to do a mitzvah. So what are the mitzvahs? Talis and tefillin. At home already, you put on your talis cotton. So also, you put on your talis cotton. What do you need your talis cotton for? In the summer especially, what do you need it for? You put it on. So the etzem putting it on shows you're doing l'shem mitzvah. Avada l'chatchila, one should be cognizant of it and have in mind, I'm doing l'shem mitzvah. But the chayotim is a backup. The mere fact you're going to shul, it's a backup. That l'maisa, that is l'shem mitzvah. You know, what else are you doing here? But when you get called for aliyah, you didn't have that in mind. You didn't know you're going to be called for aliyah. It's at the gabbai's whims. You got called up, except the Kohen, when he's the only one here. And you got called up, and you put on your talis in a rush, and what are you thinking? You just got to get up there. and you're not thinking, you don't have time to think and start thinking, I'm doing a little shame mitzvah, I'm doing it to fulfill my obligation because I'm going to be wearing a four-corner garment and it has to have tzitzis, and I have in mind to be yay tzitzis. You don't have that. You don't have the luxury of thought at that point. You just run up to the bima. Zokti bi'alocha, memela, oiver bezeh al mitzvah seh. If you weren't mechavan, you're going to be over a mitzvah. You were over a mitzvah. You were over a mitzvah. What does it mean to be over a mitzvah? Say, it's like you didn't wear tzitzis. It's like you wore talus without tzitzis. It's like you went a day without tefillin. You're over a mitzvah. Say, va'olam ein nizarim b'zev. Nobody's people aren't careful with this. People aren't careful. You're pashtus. You're not yoytz over here. You're not yoytz. You're over a mitzvah say. What does it mean you're over a mitzvah say? You're over a mitzvah say means, how can one be over a mitzvah say? A leisa, we know a person can be over. A leisa is that one can't eat non-kosher food. He eats non-kosher food, he's over a leisa. How is he over an asay? When he's mevatel the asay. When is he over? When he's mevatel the asay. How is he mevatel the asay? So some, let's say matzah on Pesach. The night would have to go by and he did not eat matzah, so he was mevatel the mitzvah. How is he mevatel mitzvah tzitzis? That he wore a four-corner garment and didn't have tzitzis on that four-corner garment. Now, chayr, he did have tzitzis. But what is the Bir Halacha talking about? The talus has tzitzis on each corner. On the four-corner, has tzitzis. The answer is, the Bir Halacha is saying, that being that mitzvah striches kavana, so you need kavana to be yaitza mitzvah, and you didn't have kavana, so then your mitzvah wasn't done. So your mitzvah wasn't done, so you're wearing a talus without doing the mitzvah. You're wearing a talus without doing your mitzvah. You're over the mitzvah say. You're over the mitzvah say. You're over the mitzvah say. You're wearing a talus without mitzvah tzitzis. You're over a mitzvah. He didn't have era. So the person's going up to an aliyah. Not only did he not get mitzvah tzitzis, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in Bir Halacha, he's being doing an aver. He's over. What is aver? The word aver means to be over. He violated. He's over the mitzvah say. He violated an asay. He was over. He didn't have eru. Moshe didn't have eru. Instead of doing a mitzvah, he didn't have eru. He went to get an aliyah and he didn't have eru on the way. And he's doing it the whole time. The entire time he's wearing that talus. He's over an aveira. And if it's his own talus, the rest of the davening, he's not thinking, just keeping it on. He's over an aveira. Fidus mishmur. Pilaplaim. Pilaplaim. The chreinim react.
Well, what should he do?
He should stop. Be mechavin, which it takes a second. He just has to collect his thoughts. He doesn't have to stop. He can keep going. He just has to collect his thoughts. He has to be under control. He has to be disciplined. And think, I'm doing this talus. When I put it on the moment, anytime you put on a talus, you have to think of the Shem Mitzvah. Shem Mitzvah. If it's your own talus or the talus Hakol. If you borrowed a talus, then that would be a Ptur. Now, talus Sheula is Potter from Tzitzis. So if you borrowed the talus on the way, then it'd be Seder. So Lamashal, you see by a Bris Milah, people need a talus for kibbutz, so they borrow a talus. They borrow a talus, they don't need tzitzis. They don't have to think of anything. They don't have to do anything. They're borrowing a talus.
Doesn't need tzitzis.
No. But lamais, it's becovered. There's no right. But why do we even put it on? Because it's becovered. Also, covered the mitzvah. We wrap ourselves in a talus. So therefore, we want a talus. But we don't need mechavel shem mitzvah because it's a talus shula. It's a borrowed talus. You're not chayiv. In tzitzis, you're not chayv, then a mitzvah, and tal shula. That's to be yours. That's to be yours.
It's not a bitzula.
No, because that's a tal shula. But the problem over here, that's why the Bir Halacha says, the problem is when you get an aliyah, you're either putting on your own or taking the shul talus. The shul talus is made that whoever comes and takes it is going to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with it. That's why we have shul talesim, for people come daven with the shul talus. So they're going to be mekayim mitzvah. So then you're in trouble. Comes that you're taking the talus, and you're not doing the mitzvah, so you're doing an aveira. You're over the mitzvah of talif, of wearing dalak kamfis without tzitzis.
How's it no get us, though, if we're coming to shul and we have our talis on?
And then it won't be a problem. But if you get called for an aliyah, you didn't put it on yet, and you get called for an aliyah, come late, and they call you, or you're a kayin, and you're coming for second minyan, and then you come in for first minyan, and they call you, you just quickly put it on without thinking your usual thought. When you usually put it on, you put it on, you think, you do, you that, put it on, shleim mitzvah. You didn't think, you just went there, then put it on. That's a problem.
That's a bad press, it would have been a shame.
Now, again, you're right that we can maybe use this chayodim. If you came to shul anyway, and this and that, maybe you can use that chayodim and say that case. But it would be, a lot of people take a shul talis, and they're called for an aliyah to put on a shul talis. So if that's the case, you have a problem.
If we got other people's
talis,
not the shul's
talis. Oh, we're going to see in a minute what the pshat there is. We'll see in a minute. That's a good question. We're going to see in a minute.
If there's a mitzvah, then you should, and the shul tells the mashal, you should say a bracha on it.
Correct. And actually, the Mishabura even adds, v'oz yuchul avarach gam kein. You do kavanah, then you're going to make a bracha, as people do when they come to shul, right? They have no talis, they come, people come for simchas, they take a shul talis and make a bracha. Now they get an aliyah. Correct. Being a biralach is addressing the worst problem, but his fix to this will answer this question, your question as well.
Why does the chayyarim help in the case of the shul talis?
He won't help the case of the shul, because you didn't come. In other words, if you came to daven here, yes, but if you just got an aliyah haphazardly, in other words, it wasn't the case, you weren't planning on putting on a talis now, they just called you put on the talis. Let's say a lot of shuls, even Shabbos Mincha, wear a talis, right? So there you just put on the talis. You didn't come to shul to put on a talis. So there you're putting on the talis, you're chayv and tzitzis the moment you put on that talis. There you're going to have the problem, right? Or a bacher on a Monday and Thursday, or any time, right? He didn't have a talis. He's going to have the, he didn't come for that, so he's not going to have the chayot. So the Velt wants to say, including Shlomo Zalman in a tshuva, and actually his first tshuva in the Sefer, that l'chayr, this bi'alacha, besides the fact that it's a big chiddush, is you could see mefurish that the minchas chinuch, it would seem, argues on him. Why so? There's a very famous minchas chinuch that comes to answer a kasha that Tosfos asks. Tosfos has a kasha, the beginning of Sukkah. He asks Akasha, why do I need a pusuk to say that a sukkah gzula is not a kosher sukkah? It's a mitzvah b'aveir, it's anyway pusuk, so what do I need a pusuk for? And he answers, mitzvah b'aveir lav deraisa, it's drabbanon, but l'maisa there are opinions that holds deraisa. So what are you going to do? Tosfos doesn't have a teretz if you're going to hold mitzvah deraisa, it's a mitzvah deraisa. What's the pshat? So the Michas Chinuch says a very famous teretz, and he says like this: there are some mitzvahs that you must do. Some mitzvahs you must do, tefillin, kriya shema, and there's some mitzvahs that you don't have to do. You just put yourself in a matziv, in a situation that now you have to do it. For instance, two of them come to mind, which is dalek kamfis, tzitzis. You're not obligated, even though obviously today the minig is to dafka obligate yourself. But be'etzim, you're not obligated to have to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. It's only if you're wearing a beged that has four corners, then you have a chiyuv to wear tzitzis. But you're not obligated l'chatchila to do it. We have a minig up here, a different gemara to do that. But we're not obligated be'etzim in atayrit to wear tzitzis. The same thing with sukkah. Other than the first night, the first eating in the night, you're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Just don't eat a meal. You're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, right? You're not mechuyev. They're sleeping. They're sleeping. It's true, but if you're traveling, you're putter. What's that? Teishkein teduru, right? So teishkein teduru. So I don't always eat at home. So when you eat, you're not obligated to eat in a sukkah. You can eat snacks the whole 7 days. You can avoid being a sukkah. But if you're going to wash, eat a meal, then you have to be in a sukkah already. But you didn't have to get there. But now that you're washing, now you have to be in the sukkah. But if you didn't, you didn't have to be in the sukkah. It wasn't a chiv. They have to be, right? Teishkein teduru. Exactly what you're saying. And sometimes we eat out of the house. We eat a snack. You don't eat in the house, in a house. So, okay, so what's the difference? He says like this. Somebody went ahead, the Michas Chinuch says, and he's sitting in a sukkah. But he's sitting in a sukkah that was a mitzvah b'aveir dika sukkah. Or he's wearing tzitzis that he got mitzvah b'aveir. How was a mitzvah b'aveir? He stole it. He stole the sukkah. It was a mobile sukkah, and he stole the sukkah. It was tzitzis, and he stole the tzitzis. So in those cases, sold the talis, right? So in those cases, be'etzim, he's the mitzvah above aver. What happens to the mitzvah above aver? You're not mekayim a mitzvah, right? So this is a tremendous list like this. This is a mitzvah above aver. Let's say somebody would have a mitzvah above aver, and he's sitting in a sukkah or wearing talis with tzitzis, and the whole thing's a mitzvah above aver. What happens to his mitzvah? It gets canceled out. At that moment, though, what kind of talis is he wearing? Is he wearing a talis with tzitzis, or is he wearing a talis without tzitzis? The Minchas Chinuch says he's not wearing a talis without tzitzis. He's wearing a talis with tzitzis. Just what happens? Mitzvah bo baveira. What is mitzvah bo baveira? Mitzvah bo baveira is that you doing it to get to this mitzvah. You're doing an aveira at the time of your mitzvah. You're keeping in your possession stolen goods. robbed goods, so you can't get credit for the mitzvah. You can't get credit for mitzvah. You're doing a maisa mitzvah, but you can't get credit for it. Why? Because Hashem doesn't want you to do it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you credit? It's something Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do. He's not going to give you credit. You're not going to get credit for this mitzvah. But so therefore, the talis that you're wearing with tzitzis, that you're, this is stolen, you're not going to get credit for the mitzvah. On the other hand, what are you doing? You're wearing a talis with tzitzis. Are you going to get an aveira? You're going to get an aveira for gzela. Are you going to get an aveira for wearing a talis without tzitzis of mechasra? No, because your talis has tzitzis. You just don't get credit for it. Your sukkah is a sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. You just don't get credit for sitting in the sukkah. So therefore, were you ever eating outside of a sukkah? No, you ate in a sukkah. You didn't eat outside the sukkah. You're not going to get a patch in shamayim for eating outside the sukkah because you ate in the sukkah. You're just not going to get credit for the mitzvah. You're not going to get credit for the mitzvah. The Mechasana goes on. But let's say now that we have a pasuk, and the pasuk says, these tzitzis are pasul. This sukkah is a sukkah psula. So it comes out, you didn't sit in a kosher sukkah anymore. You're not wearing a talis with kosher tzitzis anymore. Oh, now you get an avera for eating outside the sukkah. Because now you ate outside the sukkah. And let's say somebody walks into a sukkah. And later on he finds out that there was a real roof on his sukkah. It wasn't a schach, it was a roof. So he sat outside the sukkah, right? It looked like it was a sukkah, but it's not. Before the Torah said there's a pasuk, all you had over here is the mitzvah haba b'avera. What's a mitzvah haba b'avera? Mitzvah haba b'avera means that you don't get credit for the mitzvah. We can't give you credit for the mitzvah because it came in a bad way. Fine, but you're still eating you're not eating outside the sukkah. So you're not considered being mevatel the mitzvah. You just don't get credit for the mitzvah. A mitzvah you're not going to get. But a bittel of mitzvah you did not do either. All of a sudden we have some kind of a new middle road. No credit, no iser. Tzitzis, you're not getting credit for walking around with tzitzis. A gevaldige mitzvah, this last mitzvah here that we have in Parshlach, the gevaldige mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch brought down a gevaldige mitzvah, shokel keneged kol of tayag. You're not getting a credit for the mitzvah because you did it in a way that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with you. You're not getting it a mitzvah, kaviyachol. You're not getting a mitzvah for that. On the other hand, but it's still a talis with tzitzis. So you're not going to get the avera of walking around with a talis without tzitzis because you have tzitzis. It's a middle of the road. Till the Torah, when I wrote a pasuk, and the pasuk says stolen tzitzis is no good, stolen sukkah is no good, now you're not wearing tzitzis either. Now you're not sitting in the sukkah either. Now you're going to get an aver. Now you're going to get an aver. That's the Minchas Chinuch's big chiddush, and the answer is Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks a Kasha, what do I need a pasuk for? Pashit. Before I had a pasuk, so it's true I won't get credit for the mitzvah, but neither did I do an avera. At least I sat in the sukkah. I'm not going to get credit. I'm not going to get a mitzvah for it. And Shemayim, don't expect Gan Eden for that. But neither will he get Gehenna. He didn't do other than for the Gzela. But he's not going to get Gehenna for eating outside the sukkah because he ate in a sukkah.
Isn't the not getting Gehenna a chelik of the mitzvah?
No.
The mitzvah is that's benefiting him.
Correct. But did he do an avera? Did he eat outside the sukkah? No, he ate in the sukkah. Till there's a pasuk. Now there's a pasuk that says your sukkah is worthless. Your sukkah is like has a roof on it. Your sukkah is worthless. Now you ate outside the sukkah. Now you had a talus without tzitzis. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. That is the middle of the road. And Yoichan is not accepting yet. And neither is Reb Shimish Kop and other achrayim. And that say there's no such thing as the middle of the road. But lamais, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That's Minchas Chinuch and the Gishmak Chinuch with this Ephemeris Taisis Kasha. That's why you need a pasuk. Now, Adkan the Minchas Chinuch. Now let's go back. We said, the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, that if you walk to the Bima without Kavana, you are, what's the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon, he says? You are over on the Mitzvah Say. Over on the Mitzvah Say? What a feed of Minchas Chinuch. We should say, you're not over on the mitzvah, say. You're not getting a credit for it. But on the other hand, neither do you an aver, because your talis has kosher tzitzis. Your talis has kosher tzitzis. So you're not over on the mitzvah, say. You're not getting credit for the mitzvah, say. It's not the end of the world. You're not getting credit. Okay. You're no worse off than you were before you went to the Aliyah. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say he's getting an avera. He was over on the mitzvah, say. L'chay l'fida minchas chinuch, it's not like that. Because l'fida minchas chinuch, there's a middle of the road. If your talis are kosher talis with kosher tzitzis, you're just doing something wrong. you're not going to get a mitzvah, you're not going to get credit, but neither will we call it an avera. So it would seem safe to say that this Mishnah Berurah is going up against his Minchas Chinuch, and one could say there's already a shita who to be makel with, that to say that when he gets up to the Aliyah, he's not doing anything wrong. He's just not doing something right, but neither doing something wrong that he's called an oiver. That's what Shlomo Zalman comes out. Other Achrayim want to say that L'chayr this Minchas Chinuch will go up against the Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps the one can say that they're not a steer b'chlal, and the Minchas Chinuch won't help you. Perhaps one could say you can't help. Why is that? Because the Minchas Chinuch was mechadish his chiddush, that the talus is still a talus when he was dealing with mitzvah haba b'averi. And the Minchas Chinuch chiddush was, and which is very mistabrit to chiddush when the other achrayim argue, that mitzvah haba b'averi, what is the chsorn? Is it a chsorn in the etzem maisa mitzvah, or is a chsorn the kiyum a mitzvah? What does that mean? Does it mean you're not getting a credit for the mitzvah? Or does it mean you didn't do a mitzvah at all? Where lemushel, somebody picks up, blows something that he thinks is a shofar, but it's not, it's a horn. See, he didn't even do a maisa mitzvah. Somebody who did a mitzvah b'avera with a shofar, so then he's not mekayim the mitzvah. He did the maisa mitzvah, he just didn't get a mekayim a mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying, you're not getting credit for the mitzvah, but you did a maisa mitzvah. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch says, at this point you're still wearing a talus. Till the pasuk came and said the talus is no good, the tzitzit is no good, you're still wearing a talus that's kosher with tzitzit, because mitzvah b'averu is a problem legabe your fulfillment of the mitzvah. But the maisa, the action of mitzvah was done. You did a deed of mitzvah, so therefore the talus still has tzitzit. But one can contend that's in the Minchas Chinuch's realm. But the Mishnah Berurah is talking about mitzvah shrichas kavana. What does it mean not to have kavana of a mitzvah? So obviously, many will hold that it means you don't get credit for the mitzvah. But perhaps we can say, Hyman says this before, it's Chedusha Rebshleima, that when one does a kavana mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah at all. That's not a mitzvah. Not pshat, you didn't get credit for the mitzvah. You didn't do a maisa mitzvah at all. And we don't have time to go into what he answers with this. But let the nafkamina be like this. You pick up a lulav, right? It's on the table here. You're scared the lulav is going to fall off the table and break. So you pick up the lulav with the other dalaminim. You have everything else in your hand. Your lulav obviously has the other two. You got your esrog in your left hand. You pick up the lulav. So the pshat, you didn't have a kavana. The pshat is you're not going to get credit for the mitzvah. Or one could say a lot deeper. You didn't do a mitzvah at all. You did nothing. You didn't do a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Picking up a lulav is not a mitzvah. It's once you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, the mitzvah is to pick it up l'shem mitzvah. If you don't pick it up l'shem mitzvah, it's not a maisa mitzvah. It's nothing. It's like somebody's walking the street with a lulav. It's nothing. It's a nice thing to do. Anshei Yerushalayim always had it in their hand. But it's not a maisa mitzvah per se, unless you're mechavin to something. But here it's nothing. So therefore, we can make a big difference between the Minchas Chinuch and the Mishnah Berurah. The Minchas Chinuch is talking about mitzvah b'av aveira. That's a problem in the kiyum and getting credit for the mitzvah. And therefore, you're still wearing a talis with tzitzis. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah is talking about mitzvah shrichas kavana. Mitzvah shrichas kavana, we can contend, at least as mefurishes and some achrayim like that, that it's much more than just getting credit for the mitzvah. Mitzvah Kavana creates the mitzvah. Without that, you have no mitzvah whatsoever. You have no mitzvah. And therefore, maybe the two can still be the same shita. Mishnah Berurah could work with this Minchas Chinuch. And Avo became, you're not Yaitzah. So we're not going to gain much, even with this Minchas Chinuch.
What if you combine the two? In other words, in a scenario where you have a mitzvah before Mivera, and a person has kavana, they want to have kavana.
Correct, that's good.
Now what?
Yeah, you're right. But you have kavana, l'shem mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of avera, so then you're 100% right. Then that is the case of Minchas Chinuch. He has kavana for the mitzvah, it's just a mitzvah of avera, so he can't get credit for the mitzvah, but he didn't do the avera, he wasn't over the mitzvah.
So but what credit does he get for the kavana?
He gets no credit.
No credit.
He lost, right? But he didn't do an avera, he wasn't over the mitzvah, That's what comes out. Lemaisa, in the world of Lemaisa, Rabbi Chanan actually brings down this Mishnah Berurah. He clears it. He wondered himself if this is true. And then he brings the Mishnah Berurah. So Rabbi Chanan wasn't clear in this. Rabbi Chanan is in Ksubis. Minchas Shlaim himself says, how could this be? How could we work with this Mishnah Berurah? And he says, Apasha the Zach, that many people go to sleep with the talus cotton. Right? So let us say, during the night, it's questionable, was there a mitzvah during the night or not? Lefita Rambam, for sure there wasn't. Lefita Rosh, maybe, maybe not. We're not going to go into that now. But a Maisa, during your sleep, you're not having any kavanas. You're out. You're right? During the sleep, you're out. So when you wake up in the morning, the first moment you open your eyes, what do you think when you open your eyes? Do I have to get up? Do I have to get up now? Is it day? What are you thinking? Well, you're for sure not thinking, unless you're the holiest of holy, you're not thinking the first second, oh, let me be mechavel shem mitzvah, before Maidani, before Negev, you didn't think anything. So that first second, you're immediately over an avera. How could that be? Lefidim Shaburi, it'll never be, it'll not shayach. And it's Lemaisin among Avram brings B'Shem Darizal, that Indian to go to, that he slept in a talus at night, slept in a talus cotton at night, not talus cotton, but tzitzah, talus cotton. Furthermore, let's say the Shabur himself brings a Shar Ephraim, that in a Beis HaMerchatz, in a place where they, in a mikveh, in a place where the mikveh is, so you're getting the bathhouse, you can't be mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Perhaps you can't be mechavin, because perhaps kavon is like Torah. So the Beis HaMerchatz is like a bathroom, so you can't think mitzvah. So he says, okay, so a guy goes to Beis HaMerchatz, dresses, or to the bathroom for that matter, so that you're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Well, the bathroom's not so bad because you walk in with the kavana, so that kavana can last you even when you leave. But when you get dressed in the mikveh, in the bathhouse, so you don't have kavana yet because it's a place where you can't have kavanas. So you're dressed and you can't have kavana, so you leave that area. So in that moment, you're being ivory surim. How could that be? So therefore, correct. He's being ivory nisur. He's wearing a talus according to this mishaburu without tzitzis. How could that be? And we've never seen anybody who's makbet to get dressed completely out of the area. Now, it could be lemaisa. One can make an argument where the dressing room is not mamish nechelik amikvah. If there be a tzur sepesa, one can make an argument that there is mutter there. But we're talking about a place where you don't have that eitzah. It's just one big room. Where it's one big room. People could get dressed. Right. So you're going to have issues. So b'kitzer, the scum of the achrayim is certainly not like this mishaburu. Perhaps even the matrik, a different pshat in the mishaburu. So halacha, people are not matrik. But the emes is the mishaburu himself has an eitzah. And he says at the end that perhaps what the oilam is being soymich on, he says they're probably being soymich on that when you wear a talis for an aliyah, that's not called wearing. You're not wearing it. Why? Wearing means I'm wearing it because I'm wearing a beged. So when you put on a talis, you're mechavin. That's a beged I'm wearing. But when you go to an aliyah, and this is the case by the Briz, you're putting it on simply for kavod atayr, for the kavod of the mitzvah. So you're putting it on for that moment, just for kavod, that's not a levisha. That's not called wearing it. That's kavod. An example would be, somebody, a store owner, is allowed to put on something to show the buyer what it looks like. So he takes a four-corner garment, puts it on to show him. He's not mechuyev to put on tzitzis because that's not called wearing it. He's showing his wares, but he's not wearing it. The A and the E obviously is a different spelling, but it's just it's not called wearing. There's a definition of a halacha de gavisha. Mishabur wants to say that that's probably the Velt is relying that this is not a levisha, and that's the answer by the Bris. It's not a levisha of covet. In fact, find another place that Mishabur brings down. That's the reason perhaps why people a lot of places they don't wear a tifa on the rosh. They don't wear it because then it's only l'shem covet. It's not a real levisha. Right, when we put on our talis for the mitzvah, we have to put it over our head. And then you can do what you want, but that's the original. And then you make a bracha. But when we just put it like this, that's pshat. It's only l'shem kavod. That's why you find a lot of people just put it like this. And that's only l'shem kavod. And it's not real. That's what you see, taka and nusach ashkenaz daven meiriv at night. They don't wear the talis, or even mincha. They're just putting it on like this. So that's certainly only for kavod. If that's the case, you can't make a bracha either on it. And that's the pshat. L'maisa Mishabur himself says you should put for an aliyah, get into the habit of getting a talis sheula, borrow a talis. But he says that's what the oilam seems to be holding like this, and that seems to be the asking. You're about to ask something beforehand. Right. Okay, so lemaisa, what comes out is like this. The Bir Halacha holds it for somewhat of a taina. He is mamlitz, an answer for the oilam, but he himself holds the lechatchila one should be a little more machmer and use a talis sheula. But we've done, and the Velt seems to want to say the Mincha Sinach argues on him, that perhaps we could say not. But certainly the Velt has a lot of kashas on this Mishaburu, and it was not niskabel by the Achrayinim. Ein and the other, many of the Achrayim, many of the Tshuvasvarim of contemporary Achrayim that have these Ha'aris and even try to be Matrik, perhaps a different Pshat Mishabura. Fine.
Can't we just say stam kavana is the mitzvah? Is it
so hard to say that? No, you could say that, but there has to be a stamma that's based on something, like the chayodim. He's going to shul. But if you just stam put it on, it's like you put on your, it's like putting on your jacket. You're not thinking anything. It's just mamish kulin, because it's a beged.
It's a special beged.
It's a special beged, but why? My kavana fakert is putting it on, because that's the uniform you have to put on for getting aliyah. I'm not doing it l'shem mitzvah. It's hard to say stumble a shame mitzvah when typically people dafka don't associate it with mitzvah tzitzis. They associate it putting on for kavodat Torah, not with mitzvah tzitzis. That's the kavod. That's the uniform for the kavod of the Torah, the mitzvah. Fine. Let's take a look at a different part. Going backwards here in the parsha. Before that is the famous parsha of Mekoshesh Eitzim. They found the person being Mekoshesh Eitzim, and we had a Mekoshesh Eitzim before. Yeah, maybe behind you over there. That's a Mekoshesh Eitzim. Mekoshesh Eitzim, what was he thinking? He went and was Mechal Shabbos. That's the Pashas. Wanted to. It was Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara has different ideas of what exactly he did. Was he Ma'amr? Was he Kaitzer? Did I tzah? Pashas, he wanted to Mechal Shabbos. But the Targum Yoinison over here says an interesting thing. He says, the Yidden were in the Midbar, and they knew about Shabbos, but they didn't know about punishment of Shabbos. So this person came, Midabes Yosef, so he's going with the sheet of Rabbi Kiva and Baba Basra Salafchad, and he said, I will go be Mechal Shabbos, do it in front of Edim, and they'll tell Moshe, and Moshe will ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the world will find out there's a punishment, what the punishment is to be Mechal Shabbos. And he did it. So, the Targum Yosef seemingly is saying that he's doing it l'shem shemayim, that people should know what the mis is. And you find that Slavcha's daughters, the Bnei Slavcha said, our father meis bechetoi. So what does that mean? The Marashah says it means that he died to show what the misa was. That was his bechetoi meis, to show the misa. The Emes is not only a Targum Yosef, it says Taisus in Baba Basra brings a medrash that says he did it l'shem shemayim. Taisus in Kufiyot Tes Amud Beis. Taisus says, Medrash L'shem Shemayim Neskavim. Shoyo Oimrim Yisroel. Yidden said, once it was Nigzer after Meraglim that we're not going to Eretz Yisroel, so we're not Mechuyev Mitzvahs anymore. They really thought so. It wasn't relevant to them. And what's the pshat? You can say, very good. Peter Ramban that says, Ramban al Torah says, the Iker of Mitzvahs to be done in Eretz Yisroel. And everything else is to get used to. Of course, it's a chiv deraisa outside of it, but the tachlis was mitzvahs, teres Yisrael, be'eretz Yisrael. So we're not shaykh there. Everybody is shaykh there, Yisrael, but they're not shaykh anymore there, Yisrael. They're cut off. They have no chance of ever being there, Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said himself. So male, they're not shaykh to the mitzvahs. Oma v'chilu Shabbos. See, Dafka did it, that he should be killed, and others should see, and they'll know that you can't do any such thing. You can't do this. Mam Shem Shemayim. Freak the Marsha, Akasha. Bringing the Marsha, it's not his Kasha. Marsha brings his Kasha from previous people. So if that's the case, he didn't do the Malacha for himself, as we first said. He didn't do the Malacha for himself. He didn't carry for himself. He didn't chop wood for himself. What did he do this for? To teach other people what chop is all about. So it comes like, he didn't even need this piece of wood. So it's a Malacha. It's a Malacha that you don't need for the purpose of a Malacha. And a Malacha is Yilagufa, your putter. You putter. So how in the world did he die?
Like the Rambam.
Good. Shal had a paskin, yeah. But
isn't Rabbi Yehuda?
Yes, yeah. It's Machalik Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Most Rishayim paskin Rabbi Shimon is putter. So lefi them, what are we going to do? What's the pshat over here? And Marsha brings a kasha. How did they kill him? Sok to Marsha. Teretz. You know why? Because people saw, the Edom saw, they have no idea what's going on by him. So whatever he thought was Dvarim Shebalev. So in truth, Zokta Marsha, because the Marsha begins, what kind of business is this? Well, Shem Shemayim, you're doing a beautiful thing with Shem Shemayim, and what are you doing? You'd be Mechal Shabbos. What kind of Shem Shemaim is that? The Machal Shabbos. So the Marsha says, with this kasha of how they killed him, you fend for how he did it. Because he didn't do anything wrong. He did. He wasn't Machal Shabbos. That's the answer. You want to know how a person, L'shem Shemaim, is Machal Shabbos? The answer is because he wasn't Machal Shabbos. He didn't do anything wrong. It's beautiful. That's what he means. It's L'shem Shemaim. Ah, comes this first question we just asked. So how in the world did they kill him if he wasn't Machal Shabbos? Zok de Marsha, what did they know? Adam came. He made sure Adam would see him. They came. They don't know what's doing in his heart. And it makes no difference what's doing in his heart. Dvorim Shemalev, Lehav Dvorim. What's in his heart doesn't count in Halacha. So therefore, all they see is he's Machal Shabbos. All they see is he's taking wood, and we assume he needs the wood. So if that's the case, he's Chayv Misa. And the male, they were right. So everybody's right. The Tzlafchad is right because he's doing L'shem Shemaim. He wasn't Machal Shabbos. And he was Meiser Nefesh to teach you a lesson that needed to be learned. And Klal Yisrael's right to kill him because of Meiser. Al Pi Allah, he's Machal Shabbos.
So it's Bechal
Shabbos, Asro. Shal Shmuz in the Gemara, Sanhedrin, actually, but Asro, Arosho. Freker Bechon Nakasha, Kavit Shurim, Baba Basra. Freker Bechon Nirafanoi. He says, what are you talking about? You know how he died? And as the Targum Yonis himself points out, you know how he died? But Yom Rav Shem El Moshe, Moshe Yom HaSeish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Paskin died. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what's doing in his heart. What are you telling me that the Edom saw it? It's not the Edom over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Paskin. Mois Yumas Ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Rabbi Chanan. Bleib Shur on the Marsha. What are you telling me? The Edom. Mois Yumas Ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Paskin. The Shiloh over here. Rabbi Chanan. Bleib Shur on the Marsha. Rabbi Chanan. Bleib Shur on the Marsha. A teretz, to say a teretz on this, I found a teretz, Maisa, Lutzkerov, and Aslaim, and Teretz, but just say Abdama to the teretz. He says a very big kitzur, Abdama. You do enforce him. We've spoken about this other times. A famous Gemara above Metzia, that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was taken min Hashamayim because there was a machloikis in Shamayim. In a shail in the Gemara, in Beheres Kodma Lasar Lavan. So a shail in the Gemara in Hilchas Negoim, and they didn't know how to paskin, and it was a machloikas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in this case, Tor. And the Mesifter, the Rekia, that's made up of the Tzadikim and Tamid HaChamim, that learned in this world and go up to Shemaim and are sitting there, Nehenem, as if Ashkina learning Torah. And they said, Tomei. And they're having a machloikas. And they needed Rabbi Ban Achmeni to paskin the shail. And Rabbi Achmeni came, and Rabbi Achmeni paskin the shail. He said, Tor. Obvious kasha, sifter, key, argument, the Rabbi Shalom. The Rabbi Shalom says, Torah, how can you argue? You're down here in a Beis Medrash, and you're going through the sugi, you want to argue. But when you finally get to Shamayim, you hear Rabbi Shalom giving shir, and Rabbi Shalom says, Torah, so where is the Shiloh over here? Well, how could you argue? Where's this argument? And you need Rabbi Bar Nachmeni to paskin. What's the pshat? Zok Duran in Droshes, the Tzais brings it down, and he says a beautiful thing. He says, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Torah is Torah. But they also were saying the emes. Why are they saying the emes? Because HaKhras HaTorah Nimser Lehem B'Chayeyem. The Torah was given to us, Ashenos Alonu Torahs, emes. It was given to us to create the emes of Torah. And because we were the ones to create Torah, so we say it's this, that's what it is. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows that it's not. Doesn't make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us to decide. When Talmid HaChacham go upstairs after 120 to the Masifta Derkia, and their Koyach HaTorah says Tomei, that's what they're going to say upstairs. And it's Emes. Because that was given to us the Torah. So their Shita is a Shita. And therefore they say Tomei, Kadosh Baruch Hu still contends Torah. So it's Bleib Zemachleikis. They need a Rabbi Ban Achmeni to pass in the Shaila. Because he is the expert in today's world. So the Torah depends on the Chachmei Ador. They paskin a Shemaim, they paskin down here, and that becomes Allah Shemaim. The male, they need a Rabbi Marachmeid to paskin, and he paskin because he was the Tamachacham Negam in the time, and therefore his psak becomes the psak, he paskin Torah. The Saif Dover is, and he doesn't bring it down over here, the Raman paskins Tomei anyway, and the Kesem Mishnah says because when Rabbi Marachmeid paskin Torah, he was already, his Neshom was on the way up, and he also was B'Shemaim, it doesn't, the Raman brings rice from other place, not this book. And he says that's why we find by the Machlekes Reb Lezer of Yeshua. Earlier above Metzia, they had signs from Shammai, Reb Lezer's right, and they didn't listen to him, and he didn't listen to them, and they were the rabbi. They put him in cherub. Adi sam in a shemaim, not nageh tel ab shemaim. That's them. And with that, he answers a famous kasha. Because Moshe Rabbeinu already saw kol masha talmud vasek osel is chadash of rabbi. He saw what chidushim, what talmidim are going to say. What do you mean chidushim? It's not chidushim. If it's Torah, that means it was already nisgal to Moshe as Torah. What does it mean that Talmud's going to be mechadish? Talmud was mechadish. He was mechavan to the Torah that nobody else knew yet. But it was part of the Torah. Moshe knew it's not their chiddush. No, it's their chiddush. It wasn't part of the Torah. It wasn't part of the Torah. But they're going to say it down here. It'll be accepted among the Torah, the Kohelim. It'll be accepted as part of the Torah. Even though it wasn't part of the Torah, it was against the Torah. It's not Kavanas Hashem in the Torah. But that becomes Torah. That becomes Emes. That also becomes Kol Masha Tam Vasek Osel Lizchadish. That wasn't part of the Torah when Moshe got the Torah. It wasn't part of the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean that in the Torah. He's going to say Tom. He's going to say a different halacha. That's going to become Torah. For the Poskim Ador, even in our times, the Poskim Ador paskin something and we accept it, that becomes Torah. It becomes Torah in Shemayim as well. Perhaps that's the Pshat. Tosfos asks a famous kasha. What is the Pshat in the Gemara? Kol Adon. Kol adon din emes la'amitai. Nasa shutav la'kosh baruch ha'maisa breitsha. Somebody's done emes la'amitai. What is emes la'amitai? It seems redundant. Is it emes? It is not emes la'amitai. Well, Fiza is a very geschmack. You can become a shutav la'kosh baruch hu. But if you say emes in Torah, you're not a shutav la'kosh baruch hu. Because la'kosh baruch hu's emes is different than your emes. You can pask in one way and la'kosh baruch hu pass in another way. When you can become a shutav la'kosh baruch ha'maisa breitsha? When it's emes le'amitai shel Torah. When your emes fits the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're a shutav la'kosh baruch hu. But till then, your emes counts. That's the halacha. But you're not a shutav la'kosh baruch hu. You want to be a shutav la'kosh baruch hu ma'aseh breitsha to create the world with stakel b'raisa bara alma, then they have to have Hashem's emes. But anyway, whatever it is, l'fi zeh, it's very gishmak what happened over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's chayav misa. I'll tell you what misa is chayav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chelek of the Torah. It's not negay that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. It doesn't help us. Ter la b'shamayimi. If the Eidim saw that he was Mechal Shabbos, he is a Mechal Shabbos. And therefore he has to be killed. When he goes to Shamayim, he won't be punished because often emes, he did a Melach Shizrich L'gufa. But we were chayiv to kill him. We were chayiv to kill him because that became the emes. If what we saw with our Seichel Anushi, with our Koichas, that's what we see and that's what we understand. And everything else of Peter doesn't count because Dvarim Shvile Levi Dvarim. Then he has to be killed. There's nothing wrong. We did right. We did right. He did right. And everybody was right. And that's the Koyach HaTorah. That's the Koyach. And he knew all this. And that's what he did L'Shem Shemayim. And that's the Koyach HaTorah. Wasn't this was something wrong? The Koyach HaTorah was given to us Seichel Anushi. And it's Gevaldik what a Koyach HaTorah is. What it means. What Shavuos means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually giving us the Torah to create a Torah. We're creating Torah. It's not just we're Mekabel, we're creating Torah. That's why the Malachim were so upset, because they lost the bilus of Torah. We the Torah that belongs to us to actually create the Torah. Let's do one more thing. Obviously, can't ignore it. This week's parsha is the Meraglim. Chet Meraglim, the Lashon Hara. Let's take a look. What did the Meraglim do over here? So Meraglim come, and they reported. And for that, they got punished. Gans Klal Yisrael believed in God. A terrible punishment. What did they report? So you look at the parsha. What did they see and what did they report? So they went out and they were entrusted with a job. What's the job? Go report. What did they do? They went out and they saw. And they came back and reported. Did they do anything wrong? Their job was go take a look and see what the matzav there is. Okay, they went. And what did they see? They saw fruit. They saw huge giants. The first thing they saw, giants. People that cast shadows on the sun. They saw fruit. Eight people carried one cluster of grapes. One person had to carry a fig. A fig. You need one person to carry a fig. You can imagine what that fig looked like. What did that fig look like? One person carried a fig. At least a watermelon, right? A fig. A remon, one person had to carry a remon. A cluster of grapes, you need eight people. What can eight people do? We were just eight a second ago. We were eight people, right? All eight of us together. What can all eight of us carry together? A big table we can carry together. So that cluster of grapes is a big table, right? Eight people we can carry. Even a couple people can carry a table. So it's a huge table. You need eight people. Eight people. Eight. So this is what they came. What's that?
Probably a car.
They have a car, right? Size of a car. They go out, they saw, so they report back. What else did they see? They saw all kinds of things. They saw mamish things are so frightening. They saw that they were like insects to these people. They come back and they report it. They report it. What else did they say? They said, it's Eretz Eicheles Yeshvel. It's one big Beis HaKvaris. Wherever we went, people are busy burying people. Everywhere we went, there's a Levaya. Everywhere we went, there's a Levaya. Terrible place. I mean, what? They reported. They were told to see. They came back and reported. What exactly is the time here? What's the time here? The Kotzker Rebbe says, we know there's a term coined when a person speaks only the truth. He's an Ish Emes. He's an Ish Emes. That's a beautiful title that we bestow upon him. He was an Ish Emes. Well, let's think about that. Well, he said Ish Emes. What's the godless being an Ish Emes? He says the truth. He saw the truth. He says the truth. Chayr, the godless is that he didn't say a lie. That he avoided saying a lie. He didn't fall into the aver saying a lie. It's not the inyev saying the Emes. He didn't say a lie. Chayr, that's the Yisrael. We should call him a person who does not meshaker. Well, why do we say he's saying the Emes as if there's a godless saying the Emes? So the Kotzker, because the Emes is a much deeper thing than we think it is. The Emes has depth to it. How's that? You see something. You're seeing something. Now there's an Emes of what you saw, and there's a non-Emes of what you saw. There's no sheker. You saw it. But the perspective is Emes or not Emes. What you saw is, obviously you saw it. You saw giants. And you saw Eretz Eicheles Yeshvel. And you saw fruit that's abnormal. You saw one big, abnormal, scary, dangerous place. That's clear. But how you vision it and how you interpret it, that's Ish Emes. Let's understand what this means. With the Tifkat HaKotzker, you can understand it. With the Mordike Moshel that the Mashgiach of Don Segel, Zolzayin Gesultenstark, said. Don Segel also basically was trying to emphasize the shaila of the Kotzker, exactly what did they do wrong. And he said, Eretz Eicheles Yeshvel, people are dying and dying, terrible. What does Chazal say? What's really going on? What's really going on? What was really going on? Why are people dying all the time? So Gemara says, Rashi means HaChumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep them busy, that they shouldn't notice these morale, or else they're finished. They'll just step on them, and it'll be over. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to feel safe. How can you keep a whole country busy? How do you keep so many people busy? What makes people busy? How busy can you keep them? Levaya after Levaya after Levaya. Everywhere they go. It's exactly when they get there, somebody's dead. So everybody's always busy. There's no two ways about it, right? Wherever they go, somebody's dying. So they're safe wherever they go, right?
Make a chasna or something?
Right. Yeah, well, it could be a chasna. But you know, people are not always busy at a chasna. You know? How many people are outside and talking on their cell phone? But and then when you're burying somebody, it's not so posh, right? So Lemaisa. Let's understand this. You're walking around, you're seeing people dying by the thousands. Now, what should you think? You see people dying by the thousands. You walk around, you see people dying by the thousands. How do you interpret that? You can interpret that this is just that one dangerous place, infected, who knows what's going on, or run away. Or, God is mamash ben hashamayim, shouldn't be noticing. That's such a tifa cheshbon. Who can come up with such a cheshbon? For that, we have a tiny then Reb Don Segel adds. It's sort of the same idea of the Kotzker's kasha with a twist to it. Do we have a tiny for them not coming up with that kind of reasoning? If they saw, that's what they saw, right? That's mamash they saw. They saw the most dangerous country on earth. Wherever you go, there's people dying on the spot. You walk there, and somebody dies. What's the pshat? It's up to Reb Don Segel, Azai. When you walk in the street on Shabbos, you see a couple of chevra. You know these chevra are barely hanging on to Yiddishkeit, barely hanging on. They're hanging on. They look, you know, they're barely looking. They're holding on to something. And you're walking, and all of a sudden, a truck passes by, stops. You don't see them anymore. They're sort of on the other side of the truck. Truck whizzes away, and you look, and they're not here anymore. What do you say to yourself? Just like I suspected, those chevra aren't as frum as they would like to be thought of. And they probably just got onto that truck, right? That's exactly what you would think. And you would have every right, l'chair, to think that. But let's say it wasn't those two chevra that are hanging on to Yiddishkeit for dear life. You saw the Chofetz Chaim walking down the street. And then a truck came by, and you don't see the Chofetz Chaim anymore. And then the truck whizzes off, and you still didn't see the Chofetz Chaim. Now what are you going to think? It's never going to enter your mind the obvious that the Chofetz Chaim is just Machal Shabbos. Because that can't be. So either there's a little alley there that you didn't notice, or there's some little entry that you didn't see, and the Chafetz Chaim just disappeared, or your eyesight isn't as good as you think, or it was pikuach nefesh, for whatever reason the Chafetz Chaim got on, or maybe he was kidnapped. Verveis, some strange answer that you never would have thought of. But one thing for sure it isn't. It's not Chilul Shabbos of the Chafetz Chaim. What happened? The first case was Pashut. You didn't start thinking, there's some secret entry over here, there's some door there that you didn't notice, or there was some Chilul Shabbos, some pikuach nefesh that they didn't. Why is that? Because a person takes what makes sense. But it makes no sense, Chafetz Chaim Michal Shabbos, so you obviously have to take the stranger. What's the stranger notion of the two? The stranger notion, the Chas Shon, the Chafetz Chaim Michal Shabbos. So therefore, it's easier to embrace that there's a door that you didn't see. There was Pikuach Nefesh, he got kidnapped. It's easier to embrace that than say that. Zakrab Don Segel Zayn Gesund. When the Meraglim came there to Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. Now you're seeing something terrible going on. People are dying everywhere you go. What are you supposed to think? So in a regular case, you're just walking around and you see people dying everywhere you go. And you just start thinking, this is a dangerous country. There's a magefa here. Yes. You're not going to start thinking, whoa, this is min hashamayim, that they shouldn't notice me, punked wherever I go, they're dying. Yeah, who's going to think that? But when you're in a matzev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim, and he promised you this is the promised land, this is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking you to Eretz Yisrael, and this is tachlis of the whole, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is going to come to Eretz Yisrael. With the after Matan Torah, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, live in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously it's sort of good, so you have to start thinking, what was once a strange idea is less strange than thinking that there's a problem here. Because there can't be a problem. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside this land for us. This is Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz HaKadosh. Benched the place. It can't be pshat. So Teretz is, you don't believe, just like you don't understand what Chafetz Chaim is. You don't understand what Rabbeinu Shlom is. You're a kaifer. You're saying Lashon Hara Tzel, you are be'etzim, you're a kaifer be'ikr. That's how terrible this is. It's like somebody would say to Chafetz Chaim, but much worse, you're kaifer, because you need to think those strange things. And that's the answer. That's what the Kotzker is saying. That the pshat is the emes, the ish emes, understands what emes is. He has the understanding of emes perspective. Instead of having a crooked perspective, the ish emes has to have the right perspective. It's not a question of saying the truth as opposed to a lie. That's bullshit. For that, you don't get credit being an ish emes. The ish emes is one who looks at something that can be interpreted in different ways, and you understand what the emes is, what the Tardic interpretation is. But the Meraglim didn't. They let themselves think in own Tevedic human terms without making a cheshbon. You're talking about the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why it was so terrible. And how do you see that? The Kotzker adds, you see that from what they said over here. What did they say? There's these giants, they were huge. They looked at us, we heard them talking, and they understand we were like insects to them. We were like insects to them. We heard that. And that's where we were to them. We understood we're like grasshoppers to them. And that's how we were to them. So the Kotzker, what do you care? What do you care? You're on a mission for Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you care what they think of you? What is a negeya? Teretz is you're putting yourself in the equation. That's where the chesaron is. The moment you put yourselves in the equation, and don't just worry about what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me, you're lost. Then you're not going to see the emes. You're thinking the way you think and not understanding the way the ish emes looks at it. But the yisayda dover even, this is the yisayda al kosher hashkofes. You can't, when you look at something, don't just look at it the way you would look and have your perspective. You have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the mix. If you have an Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. When you walk outside and you wonder, you know, people say, this is happening, this is strange, it's happening, it's terrible, how could such a thing happen? And there's Sveikis, Chas V'Shalom, people have Sveikis and Amunah. You know why they have Sveikis and Amunah? Because they didn't understand the first thing. That's for sure the Chafetz Chaim here. Because the Chafetz Chaim is not a Shaila, there's no Chilul Shabbos here. If you walk out into the world, you see a world out there. How did this world come into being? There's a world out there. There's a tree. There's an animal. There's a human being. There's a world. There's a galaxy. There's a universe. There's who knows what over here. Planets. There's a world. Who do you think created the world? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Pasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. It's Pasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu running this world. So if that's the case, then for sure the Aleph is, there's a Muna. If there's a Muna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan here. Then you can't have Sveikus and a Muna anymore. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Meraglim took that out of the equation. They came into problems. They didn't look like an Ish Emes. Then they had a different perspective. But it's relevant to all of us. Whenever we have an Inyan, if we are Mechazik our Muna first and foremost, we tell ourselves, what do you mean? There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a world out here. We're here. There's a creator. There's Hashgacha Pratis. Then there's nothing left to think about. Then you can't have Sveikus anymore. Because the Aleph is so strong. It's the Chofetz Chaim walking there. Of course there's no Chilul Shabbos. So what must be? There must be stranger things going on over here. What would have been stranger, but now is much less strange. Now something else happened over here. This happened. That happened. People, nefesh, kidnapped, whatever it is. That's all. That's the explanation of everything that goes on in this world. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu running this world because there's a creator. There's a Hashgacha Pratis. So what is going on? Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Not all the times we can understand it. If you want to try to understand it, fine. This, that. But it has nothing to do with Kashas. Because the Aleph Shabbat Aleph is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's there. Memela with this, we understand what the Meraglim did wrong and what our job is to be Mechazik ourselves in Amunah. And with Schusa, Amunah, Vada, all the Yidin will be Nisraimim. And with Schusa, Amunah is what we live through the Golas. And with Schusa, Amunah, Be'ez Hashem, the Gula, Shleim, Erev, Yameinu, Amen.
Amen.
Ruchem to you.